five types of practitioner provided and self-directed came. Describe the relationship between perceived access barrier to conventional medicine and the came usage. And then we want to understand modeling technique to deal with endogenous regressor. Looking in the literature, we will find there are different names for came or conventional medicine. This is based on American sense of what is conventional, what is the came. Background. Total visits to came practitioners by the adult population has increased a lot from 427 million in 90 to 629 million in 97. The research question for this presentation is, are perceived access barriers to conventional medicine associated with the use of CAM? This is a theory. I will skip this part for you. From reviewing the literature, we will find out CAM is not homogeneous. There are different types of them. And for access, from the Penchensky and the Thomas 1981, they find out there are five different access dimensions: availability, accessibility, accommodation, affordability, and acceptability. These five dimensions are distinct but interrelated. The significant part to distinguish these different access barriers is they have different policy implications. Methodology. This is a cross-sectional quantitative study. Next, I will introduce the data, measures of CAM, measures of perceived access barrier to conventional medicine, and my analysis plan. Data. My target population is non-institutionalized U.S. citizens aged between 18 to 64. I use National Health Interview Survey 2002. The sample size is 30,000. Demographic missing data such as education or marriage status were imputed using HARDEC in data. Measures of CAM. There is a supplement in 2002 NHIS that basically asked 17 different types of CAM. I create three outcome variables here. The first one is CAM as a whole. Every answer in these 70 different types of CAM. Every answer yes in this 70 type of CAM will be coded in one here. Then I divided these two different types. Basically, this part of CAM is more likely to get from a practitioner, such as acupuncture. You can do acupuncture yourself, but it's very unlikely. And then the other part is very easy to get, like the natural herbs. You probably can get it from any supermarket or something. So these are, I put them in the self-directed. They are a little bit, some people are doing these once they are provided, but they are not many. A lot of perceived access barriers, they are from two different big sets of questions in the sample adult fire. I according them to different three dimensions according to the Penchensky score. The question is slightly different but very close to Penchensky score. So four of them are falling this accommodation. Accommodation access barrier is something related to the healthcare organization, like you cannot get through phone, you cannot get appointment soon enough, you have to wait long, or the office is just not open. Accessibility is about how the patient gets to a healthcare organization, so it's about the transportation. And affordability is about the client's ability to pay for the service. There are four different services identified in the NHIS data, so I put them together. Any one of here equal to one will be get one here. My analysis plan have two parts. The first one is a simple problem, and the second part is the recursive bilateral problem. I will explain a little bit more in the next slide. A quick reminder is the variable of interest here is any perceived access barrier, affordability, accommodation, or accessibility. Outcome here is any CAM, practitioner provided CAM, self-directed CAM. I analyze these one CAM with one perceived access barrier with one CAM using. Therefore, I have 12 pairs of analysis. Each pair will be run through the two models. For simple problem, we model something like this. Basically, we want to understand the cane usage, how the perceived access barrier affect cane usage conditional on some characteristics. And there are something major here we're calling the error term. So we want to estimate this beta PAB. The problem will be if perceived access barrier is endogenous, there is something affect how you perceive the access barrier. And then there are something major causing this issue, and there is a significant connection between these two error terms. The beta PAB from the simple probability here will be biased. So in order to correctly estimate the beta PAB, we can estimate these two equations together. There are different ways to estimate the two equations together. Here I choose use the bivariate probability, which assumes the connection between these two error terms is bivariate normal with mean zero. And the variance covariance matrix is something look like this. And the rule is the connection between these two error terms, and this is the rule here. So let's go for result. Basically, overall, there are 60% of people use at least 1K in the past 12 months. 58% of them use self-directed because it's easy to get. And 12% do have a practitioner provided care. Around 20% perceive at least one access barrier. 40% are affordability, 8% are accommodation, and 1% are accessibility. From the basic bivariate analysis of perceived access barrier and cane usage, we find out they are statistically significant at 0.001 level, except accessibility and practitioner provided care. This is the result from both models. A quick reminder, this is a pair of these two. Another probability and bivariate probability for this pair. So you can see the result from the left side is probability and the right side is bivariate probability. The way to read this table is, if a bivariate probability is statistically significant, which is judged by the rule, I will color the field green. And then if the coefficient is statistically significant, then I will bold the coefficient. If the bivariate probability is not significant, but the corresponding probability model is significant, I will color the field yellow. And again, if the coefficient is statistically significant, then I will bold it. So, if we look at the probability model first, we find everything, every analysis have positively association between these two variables, and the significant level is at least 0.001, except for this cell, we find out if they are not associated in previous analysis. However, 5 out of the 12 bivariate probability models are statistically significant. If we look at the result here, actually, the affordability and the use of NK are not statistically significant here. So, if we look at the probability model, you find out the positive association. Actually, if you model the endogenous, you will find out that their relationship is not really correlated. And the other part is about accommodation, and with these three outcomes, they are positively associated, but in a large magnitude. So, if we try to translate the coefficient to the probability, I do the average treatment effect. The way I calculate the average treatment effect is, I use the beta I estimated previously, and then I plug in the true value for each observation. Then, I assume first that perceived access barrier, then I got a probability of use came, then I assume they don't have they don't perceive access barrier, and I got another probability. The difference between these two probabilities is the treatment effect. I do this for everyone in my data, so I average, then I got average treatment effect. So these are all treatment effects. I want to show especially here, like I said previously, the accommodation and these three outcomes, actually, if we look at the bivariate probability result, the probability is actually larger at least twice compared to the result from probability model. And this one is almost 4 times. And we have two different types, as we can see. demonstration between the perceived ethics barriers of conventional medicine and the practitioner provided care and the self-directed care are different. We find our affordability, perceived ethics barriers are not associated with self-directed care, but positively associated with the practitioner provided care. And accommodation are positively associated with both types of care. Accessibility of perceived ethics barriers are positively associated with self-directed care but not associated with practitioner-provided care. We find out if we use a property model, we might have biased estimate if the variable of interest is endogenous. So if the outcome and the variable of interest are both dichotomous, a bivariate property can be used to model the endogenous independent variable because the bivariate problem model will model the error term in both equations together. The strength of this analysis is I use the NHS data which has national representative sample and I identify the multi-dimensional access barrier, affordability, accommodation, accessibility. Like I said previously, to distinguish this is important because we might have different policy implications. And then we found our team are heterogeneous. The practitioner provided and self-directed is actually very different. And this study takes into account endogeneity of perceived ethics barriers conventional medicine. The intention is, I don't have detail availability and acceptability ethics barriers as identified in Franceschi and Thomas analysis, but this data does not have this kind of variable. The second one is I cannot test the possible impact of threshold perceived access barrier on the use of care, which I mean like how many perceived access barrier or especially how the intensity of perceived access barrier will push someone to use care. Okay, question? Yes. Thank you. I do have a doubt about it, but I haven't checked it yet. Thank you.